Amen.
Amen.
Shalom, saints.
Amen. God bless
you all. Amen. You may be seated. Just trying to observe some protocols. I didn't want to greet you while you are standing up. Amen.
Amen.
So I'd like to take this opportunity to greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I trust that we are all happy to be in the house of God. Amen. We trust that we are all smiling and rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Maybe you turn around and check somebody next to you. Just greet them and tell them, God bless you. Just bless them.
God bless you.
Amen. No matter who they are, maybe your wife, your husband, your neighbor, whether you know them or you don't, just bless them. Amen.
Amen.
Because all of us need them blessings, yeah? Amen. And we are made that way by God that we can bless one another.
Amen.
And when I say God bless you, I really mean it from the depth of my
heart.
Brother Branham says that's the best thing that you can ever say to somebody.
Brother Branham, ndiwo mashoko akanakisa unga kwanse kuudza mumwe munhu.
Amen. God bless you.
Mari vakuropafadze.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to also take this opportunity.
Ndoda kutorawo mukana uno.
Amen. To humbly express my gratitude to our precious brother Makwinya.
Kupa kutenda kwangu kwakazvinini pisa kuna hama Makwinya.
Amen. For pulling me out of Marondera and to bring me into this pool.
Nekundi buditsa kubva kuMarondera kundiunza pano.
I tried to be slippery, but I didn't manage to do that.
Ndaedza kunzvenga asi handina kubudirira.
Amen. When I saw and heard the testimonies from the reports on the youth camping, then I said, Lord, forgive me. I was supposed to be here. Amen. I was busy enjoying myself and what they were talking about and what they testified about is what I've been praying for the rest of my life. Amen.
Amen.
The rest of this year
I've
been having a desire and a burden upon my
heart
for the God of William Marion Branham, to visit his people. Amen.
Amen.
Because that is what he promised. And we want to see and experience nothing short of himself. Amen.
Amen.
We want to get the experience of the Holy Spirit. It is my desire for the God of William
Marion Branham
to continue what he was doing in the ministry of
Brother Branham,
to continue with us as we are fellowshipping around the spoken word.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm very happy to be around when these kind of testimonies are being given. I would like also to take this opportunity to humbly appreciate the presence of the ministers that are amongst us this day.
Ndakazvininipisa. Uwepo, uwashumiri, varipakati pedu mangwana nano.
and say that I pray, you pray for me that the Lord will undertake.
Uye ndikumbira kuti mundinamatirewo kuti Mwari vandibatsire.
Amen.
Amen.
As we fellowship around His word,
patinenge tichiwadzana pashoko raMwari,
waiting for the rapture.
Takamirira kubvutwa.
Amen. God bless you all.
Mwari vakuropafadzei mose.
Without wasting much of our time,
tisingatore nguva yedu yakawanda,
maybe we can stand to those who can physically.
Ngatisimukei kana varipo vanokwanisa kusumuka.
Amen. Would like to take our inspiration from the book of Genesis.
Kubva kubhuku ra Genesis.
Amen. Chapter 1.
Chitsauko chekutanga.
We are going to read verse 11.
Toda kuverenga ndima 11.
Genesis 1 verse 11.
Genesis 1 verse 11.
Before we read,
tisati taverenga,
I'd like to ask you humbly to bow our heads and close our eyes.
Toda kukumbira mukuzvininipisa kuti tikotamise misoro yedu.
So that we can speak to the author of the word before we read it.
Kuti tikwanise kutaura nemunyori weshoko tisati tariverenga.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we pray?
Ngatinamate.
Oh great Jehovah. Hallelujah. Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending of all things.
Hallelujah.
The same God who changes not.
Yes.
You said you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, I pray as I humbly come before thine throne this morning.
Amen.
Asking for your mercy to be upon us.
Yes, my Lord.
Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit may come and be with us as we even start reading from your inspired word. You said heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word will remain forever.
That's true, Lord.
Heavenly Father, amongst all things that we may hear and see, this is the word which Brother Branham says we can hang our souls on.
Yes.
This is our absolute.
Yes.
This is where all questions are answered.
Yes.
This is where our fellowship comes from.
Amen.
This is where the Holy Spirit feeds.
Amen.
This is where we find ourselves with the comfort of the Holy Spirit. May the same inspiration that inspired these words, which are in black and white, may the same Spirit come down this morning and inspire the damn things that are between the lines.
Amen.
I pray, Heavenly Father, that you, Lord, we may experience each one nothing less than the Shekinah glory experience. We pray that, Father, even our natural bodies are yearning and crying for something to happen. And we are happy to hear the children that are born amongst us to testify of seeing and experiencing the power of resurrection.
Amen.
My prayer is now, Lord, out of the testimony.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Now that somebody has testified of the power of the Holy Spirit, bless the ears that have heard these reports. And I pray that the same ears may be, Heavenly Father, come down, Heavenly Father, humility of the word. May we accept and believe the report, that it may be so with us. That this which came to pass amongst the youths, let it be so amongst us today. May the same power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead on Sunday, may it come and minister from one chair to another.
Amen.
From one family to another. From one situation to another. May the Holy Spirit bring down your glory amongst us. That all glory may come back to you at the end of each service, Father. My prayer is that may the Holy Spirit come with his angels to usher unto us. Blessed be the ear that will hear the words of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves and commit myself as a vessel unto your own honor, that your will may be done amongst us today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I commit everything and all other things under the feet of the saints for your glory and for the joy of the Lord amongst the people. I ask and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The book of Genesis, chapter 1.
Bukura Genesi chitsauko chekutanga.
Verse 11. The Bible says.
Bible rinoti.
And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so.
Mwari akati, nyika ngaimerese, uswa nemiriyo inobereka mbeu, nemiti inobereka michero inamarudzi ayo, mbeu dzayo dziri mukati mayo panyika, zvikaita saizvozvo. Amen.
Amen. May the Lord richly bless the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Ishe varopa fadze zvikurusa kuverengwa kweshoko ravo garai zvenyu pasi.
Amen. I've been battling from the day that Brother McQueen spoke to me.
Ndanga tichinetsekana kubva zuva randakafonerwa na Brother McQueen.
As I was praying, trying to find the mind of God, and when the inspiration came down, I tried to run away from this message, but it could not be so. But as I said, as the children were giving the testimonies, then I said to myself, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Because this is what I believe. And this is what is in this message that I'm going to speak on today. Amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed myself. And I saw the Lord falling down and coming down and linking in the inspiration from one scripture to another. May the Lord richly bless the little hearts of them people. May the Holy Spirit continue to inspire and work with them children. Amen. Because we want to see the power and the glory of God in our lives. And I found myself going back to the book of Genesis. Amen. Many times I find myself in that book. Many times I go and get some inspiration in the New Testament and everything else. But many times I find myself going back and linking with the Book of Genesis. And now I understand. Because Brother Branham said, Genesis is the gene book. It is the seed book. Where all things started. You know, when I was preaching over the Easter holiday on Saturday in Weser, after preaching, one brother said to me, he laughed, he smiled when he came to greet me. He said, brother, when I saw you standing there, I knew we were in for the book of Genesis.
He
says, I've heard you preach. You love the book of Genesis. And I said, amen.
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 So it's not my choice. I find myself, you know, being entangled by the scriptures from that book. And I like it. I enjoy it. Amen. So, the
Amen.
Title of my message today is the seed
mbeu
and the seasons thereof. the seed
mbeu,
and the seasons thereof.
Ni mwaka yacho.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, this scripture which we have read,
gwaro rataverenga iti,
get our inspiration.
Kuti tiwane kufemirwa kwedu.
You find out that, you know, as we are in this world,
munoona kuti zvatiri munyika ino iyi,
after God created this earth,
mushure kunge Mwari vasika nyika ino,
after creating things and putting things in order,
vapedza kusika zvinhu zvose vazvigadza muurongwa.
You know, on verse 11,
pa verse 11,
he is talking about the seed.
Vari kutaura pamusoro pembeu.
He talks about the herb yielding seed.
Vari kutaura pamusoro pemiriwo inobereka mbeu.
And the fruit tree yielding fruit.
Nemiti inobereka michero.
After his kind.
Ina marudzi ayo.
So the seed have got a kind.
Saka mbeu ina marudzi.
Amen.
Amen.
And we find out in our lives that I've discovered that every season,
munoona kuti muupenyu wedu ndakaona kuti pamwaka woga woga,
there are seeds which produce and mature in that particular season.
Pane mbeu dzinobereka dzotoibva mumwaka wakatarwa.
And you know, Brother Branham says God is in nature.
Brother Branham anoti Mwari ari muzvisikwa zvake.
And if you want nature, you are going to see God.
Ukangotarisa zvisikwa uchaona Mwari.
That is why you find out that even from the history of the people of God, from the book of Genesis up to now,
kusika ukatarisa panhoronde yavanhu vaMwari kubva mubhuku raGenesis kusvika zvino,
all the people,
vanhu vose,
through whom God achieved something,
avo vakashandiswa naMwari pane chimwe chinhu,
it's people who were close to nature.
Vanhu vakanga vari pedyo nezvisikwa.
And they loved nature.
Uye vaifarira zvisikwa.
And they stayed closer to nature.
Uye vaigara pedyo nezvisikwa zvamwari.
Than to their current civilization.
Pane kuenda kune biduru renyika.
And in nature,
zvino muzvisikwa,
you see God.
Unoona Mwari.
And you hear God.
Uye unotonzwa Mwari vachitaura.
Everything in nature testifies about God.
Zvose zvisikwa zvose zvinopupura pamusoro paMwari.
And God in his simplicity.
Uye Mwari muhunyoro hwavo.
He has hidden himself in nature.
Vakazivanza muzvisikwa.
And nature is always preaching to the human race.
Uye zvisikwa zvinogara zvichiparidzira vanhu.
If the human race had time to listen to the preaching and the sermons preached by nature, people, sinners would repent without even a pulpit. The sick were going to be healed without hands laid on them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because everything that God has done in nature speaks about him. And it speaks about his creation. Speaks about his power. It speaks about his love. And you know what? Forgive me, my voice is a bit hoarse. I overused it during the Easter holiday. Now, you find that in every season, there is actually some herbs and some fruit trees which are found in that particular season. And God did it for a specific reason. Each seed appointed for a certain season for a particular purpose. Which is why after God had created the man, God had to take him and created, he made an Eden for that man. And you know, I was talking to somebody some weeks ago. As I hear people talking about the problems among the human race. Health problems and everything else. And I said, you know what? If we could go back to the Bible, there our solutions are. So I said, when it comes to the issue of health, remember, when God created the man, The Bible says he made an Eden eastward of the garden. A special portion or a part of the Eden prepared for the habitation of the man that God had made.
Chikamu chakatsaurwa chekuti munhu agare chaakanga agadzirwa naMwari muEden.
Though God didn't explain to him why he was putting him in the Garden of Eden.
Kunyange Mwari asina kumutsanangura kuti vari kumuisirei mubindu reEden.
Because he must follow God by faith. Not by explanations. The word of God is not there to be understood, but to be believed. Amen.
Amen.
And now with the problem that we are having, we find out that no, it's our problem, it's our fault. I said, did you notice? When God made man, he put him in the Garden of
Eden.
Not in a butchery. Not in a
hotel.
Not anywhere else. He created a garden. And I said, what do you find in a garden? You find vegetables. You find herbs. You find fruits. And every season has got its own particular fruits and herbs. And in them herbs and fruits, God had hidden the intelligence or the mystery of the success of the health of that man. He never told them, I'm putting in the garden because there are lemons for the winter season. Because he expected the men to be obedient to him. And Brother Branham says, the security of the believer is in the word. If you stay within the parameters of the word, you stay out of many problems. And now, those seeds are designed by nature. The intelligence of God to take care of the problems of that particular season. They were given in each season as an antidote to the germs and so forth things that would trouble the human race. Which is why you find in this coming winter, you find oranges. You find lemons. You find a lot of things. Whether you understand it or not. Naturally, before we got this intelligence, we just take those fruits and survive. From the ignorance. And you got healed in the ignorance. Because God was healing you by his provided way. But the moment you begin to think that you know a lot, and I said, have you noticed that the people in town, they are outlived by those in the rural? So I was asking this man, I said, do you know why? Because the majority of their foodstuffs are natural. When you are eating lollipop, they are eating. God bless you, ma'am. Because you think you are clever. And then God kept quiet. He said, stay there. And he was coming there for fellowship and everything else. And the way God had created the body of a human being, he knows how it functions. That's why he had given all things in everyone in each own season. And each one was to produce a seed after its own kind. Not even saying, okay, I'm a lemon. You know, people enjoy more the orange, so let me try to produce some sweeter ones so that people can gather around me. No.
Kwete kuti iwe kana uri muremon what I have vanhu vanofara maranges chiregai ndichigadzira maremon anotapira kwete
in that bitterness
mukuvava kwaro remon imo
there is hidden
makavanzwa
virtue
masimba
power
masimba
the revelation
chizaruro
of the healing of a particular disease
chekupodzwa kwechimwe chirwere
in that sourness
mukuvava ikoko
there are blessings behind it
mune maropa fadzo hariseri
hallelujah
amen
so now brother Branham says
brother Branham anoti
natural things type the spiritual
zvinhu zvepanyama zvinofananidza zvinhu zvepamweya
so you find out that even on the spiritual
munoona kuti kunyange pane zvepamweya
every season
mumwaka woga woga
there is a seed
pane mbeu
that is supposed to produce of its own kind
inofanira kuzvibereka.
Can you give me my first quotation, my brother?
Ndipei chinokorwa changu chekutanga hama.
Amen. From the message, why need to Bethlehem?
Mumaridzo inonzi sei Bethlehem diki.
Amen. Paragraph 128, the prophet says.
Paragraph 128, mprofita anoti.
God in every age allotted his word from the beginning.
Mwari muchizvarwa chega chega vakatara kuti pave neshoko kubva pamavambo.
And every time in which one of those ages passed by,
uye panguva yega yega panopfuura mazera aya,
God sends down an anointed prophet for that age.
Mwari vanoburutsa muprofita akazodzwa kuchizvarwa ichocho.
In the days of Noah,
mumazuva aNoah,
days of all the rest of them, when he made the promises, I don't care what kind of a condition the church got into, he always does that. He sends a man anointed for the word of the Lord. For the word of the Lord comes to the prophets. And here, he stood there. Each prophet and was condemned by the organizations of that day, but he stood on the word and made the word live. Now we know that the seed is the word of God. So the seed that we want to talk about or fellowship around is the word of God. And the prophet is saying, each age, God allots the word. So each generation is actually allotted a portion of the scriptures which are supposed to come to pass in their time. Now you say, okay, how does that happen? But remember, where was the word before it was in written form? Because it didn't just start being here. Because it was, the Bible says in the book of John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. So before it came down in the form of a book, it remained the word. It was the same word. Then one day God decided to reveal it to the prophets bit by bit. Then it began to become written scripture. From the book of Genesis up to the book of Revelation. So the word was there before it was in the written form. By his program of predestination, he divided the word into sections. You know, like a father, you know, is dishing out the four-course meal to his children. He decides that who is going to be in the time of Genesis. Who is going to bring Genesis to come to pass. who is designed in a way that the book of Genesis can become flesh. He goes in the book of the eternal life. He sees the names of the people whom he has written. And then he begins to divide them into armies. Each one running concurrently with a certain portion of scripture. The number of people that are supposed to be found in a certain generation from the book of life, and a portion of scriptures from his word, then it's apportioned according. So there are seasons for the seed, the word of God. And there are supposed to be people in each generation designed to hear the word and receive it and be the womb of the word, so that that word becomes the flesh. Now he says, he comes in, he brings in an 100
person.
Anointed by what? Not by the waters of men. But anointed by the Spirit. Because the Spirit, knowing the seed of each season, and knowing the characteristics of each church age, knows what kind of a man to anoint that time. And the mystery of the names in the Lamb's Book of Life for each particular age is actually hidden in the seals. It's hidden in the ministry of the prophet of that hour. Alright, so that we don't get lost, give us the second quotation. Amen. The first
seal.
Now here is what is happening now. I like this. Can you give us from where it starts here? Amen. He says on paragraph 61.
Paragraph 61, vanoti.
Amen. I like that. Give me from paragraph 63, sorry.
Dipei kubva ku paragraph 63.
So that we don't waste time.
Kuti tisatore nguva yakawanda.
From paragraph 63, yes. Okay. Is this where the paragraph starts? 63, my brother.
63, yama.
Looks like the devil is not happy with that quotation.
He's
scared of it. You understand why when it comes up.
Amen.
Here is the plan of it. The first thing happens. Now, Brother Nam is talking about the church ages. And each church age, you remember, there are ministers, prophets or messengers for that age, for each age. Now he is explaining what happens for each age. He says, here is the plan of it. Listen, he's saying the plan. There's a time to plan, then there's time for the execution of that plan. So the first thing happens, there is an announcement in the heavens first. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, there's an announcement in the heavens first.
Pane kushamba dzirwa kudenga kutanga.
Before a church age can actually come into existence.
Pasati patombotanga zera rekereke.
He says, what happened?
Chichinoitika.
A seal is opened.
Chisimbiso chinozarurwa.
What is that?
chikwe ichocho.
A mystery is unfolded.
Chakavanzika chinobedenurwa.
See? Mazuona. And when a mystery unfolds,
zvino kana chakavanzirika chabedenurwa,
then a trumpet sounds.
Tevere hwamanda yorira.
It declares a war.
Inobaya zivisa hondo.
Or a plague falls.
Kana kuti denda rinouya.
And a church age opened.
Zerare kerekero bharatanga.
See? Mazuona. What is the war?
Zvino hondo chii?
The war part. The angel of the church catches the mystery of God.
Mutumwa wekereke anobata chakavanzika chamwari.
So, without any angel of that church age, I wonder what other people are doing outside of the message.
Pasina mutumwa wekereke iyoyo, handizive kuti vamwe vari kuitei ikoko kunze kwemharidzo.
Because the one who catches the mystery of God for that age is actually the messenger.
Anobata chakavanzika chechizvarwa ichocho ndiye mutumwa waMwari.
So any religion without an appointed angel of God,
chinamato chipi hacho chisina mutumwa waMwari akasimbiswa naMwari,
it is 00.
Hakuna mata mahara.
Nothing. What you are doing does not amount to anything.
Zamuri kutoita izero.
Now, the angel of the church catches the mystery of God.
Mutumwa wekereke anobata chakavanzika chamwari.
Not fully yet revealed.
Tisati chazarurwa chese zvere.
But when he does,
asi paano chibata,
he catches this mystery of God.
Anobata chakavanzika chamwari.
And then he goes forth to the people.
Zvinobva aenda kuvanhu.
After the mystery has been given to him.
Mushure mekunge chakavanzika chapuwa kwaari.
So the mystery has to be given to the messenger first.
Saka chakavanzika chinotanga kupuwa mutumwa.
Then after he receives it,
mushure mekunge achigamusira.
Then he goes forth to the people.
Obva aenda kuvanhu.
What does he do out there?
Zvino iye mutumwa anonoiteiko
kuvanhu? He begin to proclaim that message. Now it's a message.
Paridza mharidzo, mharidzo zvino.
From a mystery.
Kubva pachakavanzika.
Because it's revealed to this message.
Nekuti zvazarurwa kumutumwa.
It's now a message.
Mharidzo.
So outside the product of the revelation of the mystery of God is actually the mystery.
Saka chibereko chechizaruro chakavanzika ka imharidzo.
That's why there is no message out there.
Ndosaka kusina mharidzo kunze uku.
Because the message is actually it was birthed from the mystery. From the messenger.
Nekuti mharidzoka yakatozvarwa kubva kuchakavanzika chakauya kumutumwa.
The message is a product of the mystery that is revealed.
Saka mharidzoka chibereko chechakavanzika chazarurwa.
And what does it start?
Zvinotange iko.
A war.
Hondo.
A spiritual war.
Hondo yepamweya.
Man.
Amen.
And then God takes his messenger with the elect of that age.
Zvino Mwari vanotora mutumwa wavo nevasanangurwa vechizvarwa ichocho.
After proclaiming that message,
there are
people ordained to receive it. After they receive it, according to their number in the Lamb's Book of Life, their chapter is closed.
Chapter yavo yapera.
And it says, lays them away asleep. And then he drops a plague upon them who rejected
it.
A temporal judgment. And then after that is over, then he goes on and they denominate and bring it, bring in denominations and start off with that man's work. Like of Wesley and all the rest of them. And then it gets all in a scrap all again. And then another mystery comes forth. Then what happens? Another messenger arrives on earth for a church age, you see. Then when he arrives, the trumpet sounds. He declares war. You see? And then what happens? Finally, then he is caught away. And then he is laid away. Then plague falls. Destroyed them. Spiritual death hits the church. And she is gone. That group. Then he goes on to another one. Oh, it's a great plan until it comes to that last angel. Now watch what he says about the last angel. Now, the last angel, he says, he has no certain mystery. But, gathers up all that's been lost in them other ages. You remember when he began to speak about the mystery being revealed? He says, the messenger catches the mystery, though not yet revealed, all of it.
Yeah?
So all the other church ages caught a second part of the mystery of their age. They didn't get everything of their age. They got only a portion and they went down with that message. But the last one, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
brings the sum total of all the revelations,
yes,
the mysteries of all the other ages, plus the mystery of his own age, which is why the message
Marizo
contains the exposition of the falling away of all the other denominations. That is the only message that can actually pinpoint the errors of all the other ages. And there is no other person to point our weakness. Glory! Why? Because we are the sum total of the revelation of God. This time, nothing left aside. Everything is gathered. Everything is revealed. It is the sum total of God. That's why there's no error about it. I don't care how much you read about it. There's no error in the message of the hour.
Hallelujah.
The prophet of the hour is not an error. He has not believed a message that can be challenged. The message cannot be challenged. The spoken word has got no fault.
Spoken word,
hallelujah. If you listen to the tape, if you read it, and you feel like there's something wrong, close it and go to prayer. Brother Branham says, if you are sincere about it, God will reveal it. You hear me, brothers? This message, brother, it is the sum total of God. It's 100% of Jehovah. It's 100% of Elohim.
Hallelujah.
This is the time where the word is becoming full again. Why? The seed, when it comes to maturity, it comes back to the seed
former.
During the time of the growing of the seed of the other church ages, you can pinpoint some faults and you can get confused in what kind of a crop it is. It might be afflicted by some diseases. But when it matures, you take the seed, the original seed, and what you have harvested, there's no difference. There's no difference. Because it's the same seed. It has come to maturity. So what is happening now is the maturity of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But now watch. When the messenger is caught away, the church age continues for a little bit. And Brother Branham says, the church age, they dovetail into each other. So, yeah. So, At the end of each year, it doesn't just end abruptly like that. The influence of the ending church age and the influence of the coming church age, there is a point where they actually come in contact, where you actually find the characteristics of this church age overlapping into another church age. And now our church age being the last one, what does it dovetail with? Now, when you come to seven, you come to the end of the church ages. As far as the church ages are concerned, we have finished counting. And we are going to eight. And what is eight? Is eternity. Glory!
Amen.
So what are we experiencing now? Is the influence of the eternity that is actually dovetailing with the seventh church age. The power
Simba.
And the anointing of the Shekinah glory where God dwells. Eternity is putting pressure on time. Until the Bible says there shall be time no more. Because eternity is coming from this other end. And time is coming from this end. And the only eternity will prevail. So eternity will stop time. And now the power or the influence of eternity begins to affect those people who are living in time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Branham says, you know when he was talking about the Laodicean church age? Yes, there will be so much darkness. But he says, in that darkness, there will be flickers of light. He says, representing the Holy Ghost filled Christians. But the light that they are shining is actually coming from eternity. Coming to shine in the darkness of time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what are we waiting for now? Is rapture. And rapture, you are being actually sucked from time into eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now, because the message, the Bible says there's an open door. I've set an open door. As Laodicea is going into chaos, as a church age, the ministry of Malachi 4 comes to open a door. As Laodiceans are going this direction into hell, then God opens a portal by the message through the cloud, through which those from the Laodicean church age who accept the message, they then bypass judgment. They enter in through the door of the message. Instead of going into a Laodicean death, by that door, we enter into the message. We enter into the bridal age. We enter into the Shekinah glory of God. We enter into a place where there is no judgment. Why we have accepted the message? We have come to receive the word. And that word receives us. And then we run away from that distraction. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Which is why the rapture is going to happen before the destruction of the world. The message is to bypass some souls. The souls will bypass death. And they come into the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is why, brother, Brother Branham says, when he was talking to his wife one time, his wife was asking, why don't the Christian women dress like these other women out there? Brother Branham says, the wife said, aren't we Americans? Brother
Branham
said, no. He says, we are neither Americans. No
German.
No Africans. He says we are Christians. The new birth coming into the message of the hour. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. It gives you a new identity. It makes you to bypass the borders of Zimbabwe. And when you begin to operate in those kind of environments, you are not governed by the parameters and boundaries of the country where you
are.
The borders you are using now are the borders of eternity. That is why when the Bible says all things are possible, because in Zimbabwe there are some things which are not possible.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
But when you cross the border through the passport of the Holy Ghost, you cross the border into another nation whose president is Jesus.
President is Jesus. Hallelujah.
And the economy there,
you know,
is milk and honey flowing on the ground. That is the economy of that nation. You have denounced your citizenship of Zimbabwe. You are bypassing the cases and the problems associated with Zimbabwe as a nation. Brother Branham says, they are national spirits. So as long as you are in Zimbabwe, you are under the bondage. You are under the curse of a Zimbabwean spirit. But when you cross the border, you enter into another nation where there's milk and honey. And what is happening there? You have denied that citizenship. You belong to this kingdom. What is happening now? You are now counting things that are not counted in the country where you are coming from. You are using a currency that is different from the currency of Zimbabwe.
Hallelujah.
You use one currency. Faith.
Hallelujah.
Who then bring you to the central bank where it's actually printed, where you don't talk about counting. No, you send shipments in boxes.
Amen.
You see, these are This little girl that was testifying.
Okay,
I'll talk about it. Let me rush. Amen. So, Brother Branham says, there are scriptures, a portion of scripture that God allotted to each age. As a seed, God being a farmer, he knows when to plant and where to plant. So that's why he chose you to be found in this generation. For a specific part of scriptures to be fulfilled through your life. Why? As the messenger comes, as you receive the spoken word, which is the seed. After Brother Branham preached, he said the seed has been sown. So the spoken word is a seed. But that seed needs some ground in which it can be planted and then grow and come back to seed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's go to the said quotation. The spoken word is the original seed. Paragraph 163. Are we together? Can you go to paragraph 163?
And
you go to
paragraph 163.
Amen.
Amen.
So, the coming of the spoken word.
Kuya kwe spoken word.
It's actually a seed. Which is why you find whether it's on tape or it's in the book or it's in your mind or it's in your heart, it will produce of its own kind. Amen.
Amen.
The spoken word is original. But she had to walk over here, play the part of a
war.
Play the part of a war. Well, you just say, that's flat, Brother Branham, but wait just a little bit. We'll get into that a little later, see?
You say,
I can't be. It can't be. Well, we'll just find out where the word says it is or not.
Then
it's right. It's not hid. If it is, it's hid from those who is lost. See?
Mazuona.
Right, you see?
Mazuona here.
Right, proceed, my brother.
Ande ama.
Now, this brings you right back to the spoken word. Then we are God's word made manifest.
Amen.
Then we are, Jesus said the same thing. He that believeth on me, the things and who I am, what I come for, and the purpose I do to bring a man back to believe the word of God and take nothing else with it. The works that I do, he will do also. Why is it not being done today? It's hybrid. Bastard children. Mixed up. Amen.
Amen.
He says, it's a mew.
And inyurusi.
It don't know what it is.
Amen.
A mew don't know who his dad is.
Nyurusi aizile baba wayo.
Amen.
Amen.
He's not pedigree. There's nothing to him. He's an illegitimate creature.
Nyurusi aina dzinza, aina zvairi. Chisikwa chakaitwa nemasanganiswa.
Can you jump to 178 so that I save time?
And 178. Chengete nguva.
Paragraph 178.
Paragraph 178.
I don't want to make people wait while I'm reading everything there. This. If you want a church, Start with the word of God.
Kana muchida church tanga ne shoko ra Mwari.
You want a life of God.
Kana uchida upenyu wa Mwari.
Start with the word of God.
Tanga ne shoko ra Mwari.
Accept the word of God in its fullness.
Gamuchida shoko ra Mwari mu
uzere waro. Every measure of it.
Chikamu chese charo.
And then
zino.
And if that is the fullness of God in you, then the rain that's falling will produce exactly what's in your garden. Then now, where is your later rain coming? Coming up it, you see? Where that's going after a while. Going over them wild gods that Elijah got and thought they were gods, or that them school, the prophets up there.
Amen.
Gathered some wild gods and thought they were
peace.
Amen. Brother, I think I want to save time. I want to jump to go to the portion where it talks about the mind being the womb of the spirit. While he is doing that, can you open your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter
1?
Because I want to save some time. Amen. Luke 1. It should be on paragraph 1 to find the story of Mary and Gabriel, then that's where our final points are.
Tinakuti verenge nyaya Maria na Gabriel.
Amopane
zvatichaverenga zvokupedzisira.
I hope you are all there.
Do you know him to set a shikapo?
You get which speaks about the mind being the womb of the spirit.
Notara kuti pfungwa ndiyo chibereko chemweya.
Okay. Maybe I may have confused you with my quotations. Or it should be 163. Should be paragraph. Try to check paragraph 163. But I don't get things mixed up. Paragraph 163, the spoken word is the original seed. I want to read the scripture after this quotation.
Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 163.
Okay. All right. Sorry. So I think I got myself mixed up. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. I hope by the end of reading that scripture, we'll have found our quotation. Amen. We want to see what was happening with Mary in the book of Luke. The Bible says, and the angel, verse 26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin. Okay, I'll just read through. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee.
Amen.
Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
Amen.
He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, mm-hmm. and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed.
Ipapo Maria akati tarirai, ngazve kwandiri maringe neshoko renyu, mutumwa akabva kwaari.
Now, God had allotted a certain scripture to the time of Mary. And that spoken word had been spoken in the Old Testament about the coming of the Messiah. And the Bible had said the virgin shall conceive. And when the Bible says a virgin shall conceive, God will provide the virgin. And when he allotted that scripture before the foundation of the
world,
next to that scripture was Mary. As she was taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life, she was placed next to that generation of scriptures. Because she was the one appointed by whom the word of God must come to pass. Which is why you don't choose when to be born. You don't choose when to be born. Or where to be born. And God does not make mistakes. Don't even regret why you are in this generation. Because God has allotted a certain portion of scriptures for you to come and fulfill. He designed you in a way that you were not going to prosper in any other age. And no one else from the other age was going to be able to take your place. The thing that you are designed to do in this hour cannot be done by anyone else. The scriptures that you are supposed to make to come to pass, they are not designed for anyone else. Hallelujah, but you, God designed you, and he decided where you are going to be born, and when, and which country, for a specific scripture that is supposed to be fulfilled in Zimbabwe. There must be someone born in Zimbabwe designed to receive the spoken word. Brabham says in another message that I am missing here, he says the mind is the womb of the spirit. And the Bible says, yes, oh my. God bless you, my brother. He says, what is it? The mind is the womb for the spirit. What? To take in or let out. That's how they commit adultery. Is taking. Let some Satan, devil spirit, put in them something against the word of God. Then he has committed adultery. Now listen to that. Eve received, listen to this, wrong seed word. Satan lie against Jehovah's word. His doubt was death. So the mind of the human being is actually a womb where a certain seed can come and be buried in there. And then it can germinate. It can grow. Then it brings forth of its own kind. Remember the greatest battle ever fought. It's up there. What you think. And now Brother Branham, when he was talking about Mary, in the message, Elijah and the meal offering, he says, Mary was thinking on that scripture.
And Maria kanga achifungwa pamusoro pegwaro raIsaiah.
And he says, usually, it's when we think about his word when he comes close.
But no funga ze shoko rake ndo paano uya.
And he says, that is where the problem of this generation is. And
ndopane dambudziko rechizvarwa chedu.
We don't see angels. Because we have got a lot of other things on our mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The devil knows the secret of the mind of a human being. That is a womb. You can throw in your seed there and go. By the time the man gets home, the seed is already germinating and his mind is already perfected. Now, even the scientists say the mind of a human being is actually a magnet. What you think is what comes to pass. So, what we keep occupying our minds is what determines our destination. What we breathe in our minds is what will determine the course of action the devil is going to take or God is going to take. So, Mary,
Maria,
after a service over the weekend, she was meditating upon the scriptures. What was in her mind, it was the scripture that she was thinking about. And when she was thinking about that, God was attracted to her. Why? Because her mind was a magnet. When she was thinking about the word of God, God was attracted to Mary. So the angel came. And Brother Branham says, the correct mental attitude towards any promised word of God will bring it to pass. Watch, it's the mental attitude. The way you think. Why? Because it's the womb. When the seed of the word comes in and you accept it, you receive it, you believe it, that scripture will come to pass. Why? Because your mind is a womb where the seed of the word can be thrown in. And when you think about that scripture, you are creating an environment which is spiritual. Now, Brother Branham was asked one time by a believer. Said, the believer said, how can I get deeper in the love of God? And Brother Branham says, read the word and pray. And there's a comma. He repeated, read the word of God and pray. So the Bible also speaks in the New Testament. It says, finally, brethren, think on these things. What things? He says, is there anything lovely? Is there anything pure? Is there anything faithful? Is there anything? Oh my, God bless you, my brother. What's that? Whatsoever things are true. What can be true other than the word of God? Whatsoever things are honest,
Pane zvinhu zvose zvakatendeka.
What is not honest? What is honest but the word of God?
Chii chakatendeka kunze
kwechikamu? Whatsoever things are just.
Pane zvinhu zvose zvakarurama.
Whatsoever things are pure.
Pane zvose zvakachena.
Whatsoever things are lovely.
Pane zvose zvakanaka.
Whatsoever things are of good report.
Pane zvose zvine chapupu chakanaka.
If there be any virtue.
Kana paine simba.
And if there be any praise.
Kana paine kurumbidza.
Think.
Fungai
on these things. So the Bible is trying to control the contents of your mind. To empty out anything that is negative. Brother Branham says, let's not think negative. Let's think about things that are pure. Which is the word of God. As we meditate upon the word, we attract angelic beings. God comes near. Why? He is attracted by his own word. Because the word is the seed. And because you were designed and ordained for this hour, there were spoken words, there were scriptures ordained for this hour, which was going to come and meet face to face with you. Difficult for other people to believe. But you were designed and born at the right time, raised in the right environment. Hallelujah. Going through what you went through. But one day, the spoken word tracked you and it found you somewhere. Whether it found you in the reserves or found you in town. But when the spoken word found you, you found it and you recognized it and you believed it. You said amen to it and you came back, hallelujah, from the field of sin. What was happening? The deep that was in the spoken word was responding to the deep that is in you. Because that scripture, remember the Bible also says, when God was speaking about his word, he said, my word will not come back to me without fulfilling that which I send it for. The word was not sent for anything else but you. The scripture and the spoken word was actually spoken for you. It was spoken that you would hear it. And when you hear it, you accept it, you believe it, and when you receive it, something supernatural happens. Whether it's said on the tape, from the pulpit, from a song, or someone is testifying to you, when you accept it, then something supernatural happens. That is why the supernatural is supposed to happen in this hour. What is happening there?
When
after Brother Branham preached, he said the seed has been sown, and what is left now is for the hearts in the mind, the womb, where that seed is supposed to grow. And we were supposed to come one by one into the message. Different times, different months, different places, different nations, coming into the word, into the same message, to fulfill different reasons. Why? Because you are designed that way to fulfill a certain part of scripture. Brother, that is why Daniel, when he saw a certain portion of this hour, he tried to negotiate with God. He said, I want to be in 2019. He saw something special about the scriptures of this hour. And he said, this age has got nothing. I want to be in 2019. What was he seeing?
And you desire to go back to the time of Daniel? Daniel desired to be now. What was he desiring? As a prophet, he could zoom in the generation. As a trans-dimensional traveler, he could zoom in the generations after him. And he scrutinized them, studies them. He said, church, no. Laodicea. There is darkness. But hey, there is something there. And he goes back to God. What you have made me to see, it's tempting. I want to be there. And God said, go your way. Listen, he says, go your way. Daniel had his own way, which God had ordained for him. So that hour and that portion which he desired was reserved for you. The scriptures. That was the Bible says. All creation is groaning. Why are they groaning? What is the problem? They are waiting for somebody to come face to face with the scripture. Like what that sister does when she did against the tape. When she listened to the tape and the voice spoke, and she accepted it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the pillar of fire moved from the
tape
into her flesh and began to operate
her.
Because he changes not. The same yesterday, today, and forever. If he was attracted by Mary, he can be attracted. Attracted by another Mary in this hour. If you are here this morning, if you say amen to the word, something supernatural is going to happen. Brother Branham says, God still has angels at his charge. But we don't see them because we have kept our minds polluted. Let us remove any negative things from our minds. Let us think about positive things which are in the word. And then the angel of God, which moved with Brother Branham, the same pillar of fire can come again. Because wherever the spoken word is, the pillar of fire is there.
Pillar of fire.
Now, you remember, now let me, I didn't give you this brother's this quotation.
Yeah,
don't worry about it, it's very long, I'll talk about it. I want to take your minds to the vision which Brother Branham saw. About the tent vision. I like the report. You see, the brother said, I don't know what happened. The hour that we are living in now, things are supposed to happen which no one can explain. It is the supernatural, the impact or effect or influence of the eternal God impacting on the mortal beings, giving us some snacks, some. You know, to test the future. The things of eternity.
He
comes to give us little bits of those.
Why
is we are still here?
Amen.
Brother Branham saw a vision. And in this vision he said there was a big tent. Now pay attention. And now, he says,
Vanoti.
It looked like I had called for a prayer line. But then here I was sitting somewhere. I was taken up in a certain level and I was sitting. Now, he says then, a kind, nice gentleman came up. In the message, what is a vision?
You
find it from paragraph 101 to 106. He says, a nice kind gentleman came up. And he said, as Brother Branham is resting, remember, after preaching the spoken word, the seed has been sown. What is left now is for that seed to germinate and become the word. And become the seed again. And here is a vision given to the messenger who has brought the seed. And the nice gentleman, kind gentleman said, as Brother Branham is resting, Brother Branham was not the one who has decided to rest. He had actually called for a prayer line after preaching the word. So after giving out the spoken word, before the people could come and receive that spoken word, they are coming in the prayer line, then he is cut away. And this kind little, this kind gentleman comes up.
He says,
as Brother Branham is resting, we will continue with the prayer line. While Brother Branham is what? And watch what happens in that vision. It's not even that kind of gentleman who is attending to the people in the prayer line.
This
Brother Branham says in that vision, the pillar of fire moved and went and stood on top of that tent. And then people who are in the prayer line, they were referred into the tent. Not to Brother Branham, because now Brother Branham is resting. Watch, believers. Brother Branham is resting. So the people are referred to the tent. And the pillar of fire is on top of that tent. And now, as they go in, they come out of the tent the other side, healed. And none of them is able to explain what happened in the tent. Each one was asked, what happened? I don't know. But they get into the tent. Some in the wheelchair, when they come out, they are walking. Someone asks, what happened? I don't know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what is happening now? After the prophet gave us the spoken word, don't desire that he was still alive up to now. No. The pillar of fire, which was with Brother Branham,
as
he was sowing the seed, is now with the bride. And what is happening now, while his Brother Branham is resting, God took him away. He is resting. The pillar of fire and the bride are the ones who are meeting. And what happens inside of that tent, it's not explained. The supernatural is happening while his Brother Branham is resting. Why? Those who believe the spoken word, the Holy Ghost, the pillar of fire is here to make sure the spoken word comes to pass. The bride with the Holy Ghost, anything can happen.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because
Nekuti,
the spoken word, is the original seed. So we have the seed which has been sown by William Branham. And now the Holy Ghost comes. Brother Branham says, the Holy Ghost comes to water the word. The seed has been sown into our hearts.
And when you receive it, the pillar of fire, which is supervising and monitoring the spoken word, is watching and taking notice of all those who are accepting the spoken word. You know what? At one time after Brother Branham preached, someone broke into tongues. And the interpretation was given. And the interpretation was this. Hear you people. I have sent my men amongst you to give you my word. And then he says, all those who are going to accept, to receive what he says and do it, I will bless them. Just listening to the
tape.
You are just one step from the blessing. You are standing neighbor to your blessings. What comes next is believing what you are hearing. So when you hear the spoken word, when you hear the word and you receive it, the Holy Ghost supervising that word will then come and make that word come to pass in your life. Brother Branham, when he went hunting, now listen what happened to the mind. Back to the mind. And Brother Branham went squirrel hunting. And then he was finding no squirrel. It happens. You go into town and you are expecting to find some things and expect to strike a deal and it fails and you have got a family at home. Until Brother Branham had to sleep. His hands behind his back, looking in the skies. And he says, I was thinking about the scripture, which says, say to this mountain, be moved, and it will move. And that scripture is in his mind. Listen, he didn't even understand it. But he kept on thinking about it. That is the first step. Whether you understand it or you don't, keep thinking upon the word. And then as he was thinking, wondering what it means, he said, then a voice spoke to me. He was wondering what it means. And the voice came and said, it means that what it says. Don't worry about explaining things. That is where you explain yourself away from the
promise.
When the word says by his
time,
it means what it says. The angel said, it means what it says. And then goes ahead and says, okay, you are hunting and you find no game. You want the squirrels? Speak. Do you see the sequence of events? In other time he is asked how to get deeper in the love of God, he says, read the word and pray. So when you read the word, then it gets into your mind. The mind is the womb. So it was now in his mind, the scripture which he had read. Because if you don't read, what do you think about? You think about Muse and Boons and Chuck Norris and everything else. That's what you know. Because the mind is only processing what you have exposed it to. If you read the word, then your mind is occupied by the word. That's where to start. And then the angel of God is attracted by what you are thinking. Now, God doesn't end there with his prophet.
We
want to come back home. The word of God then was made manifest into squirrels. Because he was thinking about the scripture. So the squirrels were actually hidden in the scripture that he was thinking
about.
Mark 11, by the language of this world, there was no word squirrel on
Mark 11.
No, you don't find it. But remember, he says, the best part of the Bible is in between the lines. So the squirrels were between the lines. And the squirrels were actually a mystery which were waiting to be revealed at the right time when he was thinking about the scripture. So he spoke the squirrels. He took them home. Watch what happens. The angel was so concerned about what Brother Branham had said. Because it was coming from the
scripture.
And then God follows him. As he is sitting in the house of Sister Eti,
right?
Discuss with other brothers. Telling the testimony. As the little sister did. Just letting other believers know what God has done for him. What happened? God was listening. And Sister Eti, right when he heard Brother Branham saying about
Branham,
she said,
Vakati,
Brother Branham,
I'm a Branham,
that's nothing but the truth.
Ichi ndo chokwadi chakazara.
Brother, let me tell you something. When you say amen, it's not as simple as you think. Brother, the moment she said that, brother, there was anointing around Brother Branham. Heavens came down. Angels began to minister into that house. Mysteries were being revealed now. And the voice spoke. God came down and said, no.
Vakati kwete.
Ask her what she wants.
Mubvunze kuti anodei.
What was so special about Sister Eti, right?
Chichanga chakanyanya kukosha pana Sister Eti.
Just believing the word as it was being spoken.
Kungotenda shoko parakataurwa.
The heavens came down.
Denga rakaburuka.
And he said, this kind of faith.
Rekati mando yekutenda uku.
Now watch. That testimony is still difficult for other people now.
Chapupu cha Sister Eti, right? Chine wakawanda wakutoramba kuchitenda.
The testimony of squirrels. It is still difficult for other believers up now. I know what I'm talking about. Now, even the brothers who were with Brother Branham, did you hear the prayer of that brother?
What
Tony Zabel says, God, if it is true, big men in church, they found it difficult to believe. Up to now, we still have some Tony Zabels. They found it difficult to believe the squirrels. But you know what? A simple sister in the kitchen, as she was doing her dishes, and she was listening to the
tape,
washing her dishes, and something within her said, that is nothing but the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whether you understand it or you don't, just receive the spoken word. And you will see what happens. The angels of God will come down and minister unto you. And something supernatural is going to happen. Hallelujah. Because the tape is a seed. And when you hear it, you receive it. You believe it. God is bound to come down. But believe in this hour, we have the seed. We have the tape. And a certain portion is allotted to us in this generation to accept it, to receive it, to believe it. Then that word becomes flesh through our life. What happened first? You have to hear it. And when you hear it, then the spiritual mind and the correct attitude, mental attitude, will bring that word to pass. In December, I was preaching in Rusape, Pastor Matanga's church. An all night meeting. And I preached after communion. By scriptures and quotations, the benefits of communion. This communion, which you have taken today, if you believe it and approach it with the reverence which Brother Branham gave it, anything is possible. And I said, this communion that you have taken can put money in your ecocation. In as much as difficult it is to believe, my wife was listening to that. She heard it. And she accepted. She believed it. And heaven. We went back home. A few days later, she found money in her ecocation account. And she came to me. She said, "What must I do?" And I said, "That's your faith." I said, "Wait. The person who put in there, if it's not yours, don't worry, they will take care of it. They will tell you, they will reverse it." But a few hours after that, she received a call. And the person on the other end says, "Did you see the man?" And she said, "Yes, what is it for?"
And
said, "It's yours. Eat it."
Zikanzi ndenyu, shandisai.
Because while his brother Branham is resting, the pillar of fire is supervising the word. Whoever will receive the word, something supernatural will happen. Then on Friday, the Easter Friday, last week but one, I was preaching in Dwarasekwa. They had some meetings there. And as I was preaching, I felt like giving the same testimony like I'm giving you now. And when I said it, there was a sister in the congregation. She caught it. She received it. She believed it. Before the service ended, Ikokeshi was in her account. After service, she came to me.
Said,
"Pastor, you can't go without reading this message." I said, "What message?"
Messages.
Said Iko Kesh. Because the Holy Spirit, its duty is now to take the word and reveal it to you, give it to you in two parts, the black and white. and the between the lines. And that word, if you accept it, the supernatural is going to happen. Why? It is now, while Brother Branham is resting, the pillar of fire is monitoring and supervising the spoken word and finding out who is accepting it, who is believing it, who is thinking about it. And when you do that, the God of William Marion Branham, who does not change, he will perform the same miracle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As they are listening to the tape, join the prayer line. And you see what happens. The angel of the Lord, who was healing the people in that prayer line, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can see you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he can make you jump the queue on the tape.
Hallelujah.
This God that I'm talking about, I know him from experience. All things are possible. That's what Gabriel said to Mary. Oh, I remember. Sorry to spend your time. Let me close with this testimony. I feel compelled to say it. Now, why I'm saying this? I have seen this God who changes not, doing things that are beyond human comprehension. How many are here who can remember there was a sister in Chendambuya, one time was called Sister Tigere? How many remember? Now, when I was doing missionary work there in Chendambuya, it took some time before we got people to accept the message. And what would happen when I go there? I would go on Saturday, have service on Sunday, and come back. And then, but nowhere to sleep sometimes. I would sleep in the classroom, top of the benches and everything. Tomorrow I go into the mountain, pray, and come back. Until God gave us the headmaster of that school and his wife. And Sister Tigere, his wife, was actually at a theological college.
Sister Tigere,
that time we were ministering, she was actually at a theological college in
Harad,
being trained to be a pastor in the denomination. But when the message came, we visited her there after the husband recommended her to see her. And
we
testified and everything else. She received the message. So now, she was there with her husband. So after they came to the message, they lived at the school. So I would go there in their house. They give me food, shelter, until I come back, like that, for some time. And one weekend, when I went there, I didn't see her. The husband, Brother Tigere, received me, gave me food. It was in the evening, and started talking and fellowshipping. And I said, "Where is your wife?" And he said, "You can't see her." I said, "Why?" He said, "She is very sick. Her legs are swollen like this. And she can't even wake up from the bed. She can't stand, she can't sit. So it's unfortunate, you can't see her." So because there's a mountain near the school, just bordering the yard of the school, I would normally go there around 6 a.m. to pray before service. So I said to this brother, "Can you join me tomorrow morning so that we pray for your wife?" Now that time, the doctors were on strike. The nurses were on strike. And the nearest hospital was more than, I think, around 20 kilometers away. And I didn't have any money on me besides bus fare. I didn't have any car.
But
the thing was so much a burden upon my heart. So we went in the morning, around
6,
into the mountain. And we prayed. When I was praying, my heart was so heavy. I didn't even know what to say. So I simply prayed like a child. And I said, Father, you remember when I was coming to this place? Many years. I had nowhere to sleep. Nowhere to find food. I would sleep in the classrooms on top of benches to preach your gospel. But now you have given me this family. They are giving me shelter. They are giving me food. They are treating me well so that I can preach your word. Now she is sick. She is suffering. I don't have money. I don't have a car. Even if I would take her there, they are on strike. You are the healer. You are the chief physician. And your Bible says, without money, without price. What I'm requesting you now to do, because our doctors are on strike, but your hospital, the staff are never on strike. May you please take Sister Tigere into your hospital, where we don't need to pay. And the doctor is not on strike. Treat her yourself. And heal her. Because we don't have money. Then we went back. Went for the service. I never saw her. After service, around 1, as we were greeting one another outside, their house was the first one from the classrooms. So as we were greeting one another, I checked and I saw her outside. So she was doing dishes. She had actually cooked for us. Then after that, I waited for everyone else to go. Then I called her in. Called the husband. Looked at her. The legs were not swollen. And then
Zino.
The part that I want you to hear is this. I asked
you.
I said, Sister, when I came yesterday, I didn't see you. Your husband told me you were sick. That your legs are swollen. But I don't see them swollen. Were you sick? He said, yes. And I said, how come you are now here, you are doing dishes? She said, I got healed. And I said, how? This is the story. Listen carefully. She said, brother, when you were in church, and I was sleeping there, she said, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was in a hospital. And in this hospital, I was in a queue, which was going into the doctor's room. And the queue was very long. And said, I was waiting and waiting. She says, until the doctor, the so-called doctor, came out of his room. And he was dressed in a white garment. And said, he followed the queue. And followed the queue until he came to me. And he said, you, come. And he said, he turned back. Going to his room. And she said, I followed him. And when he entered his room, she said, I entered also. But the moment I entered in, she said, the doctor disappeared. All I could see was total brightness. And she said, Then I woke up. And then when I woke up, I discovered my legs were no longer swollen. All these guys and ladies who were in the queue, I don't know who they are. Because when the word of God is planted in the right season,
And there is a womb ready to receive it. Brother Branham says it will come to pass. God can make you jump the queue. When the time for the spoken word to be fulfilled has come, I don't care who is in front of you. The spoken word is the original seed. And when you receive it, it will come to pass, my brother. Let me tell you something. The pillar of fire is here. If you receive the spoken word, if you receive the scripture, if you receive the testimony, something supernatural is going to happen. That's what happened to Sister Hetty, right? In front of all the brothers who were doubting in their hearts, a single sister received that testimony. She believed the spoken word, and something supernatural happened. What we need today, my brother, is going back to the spoken word. Let us receive it. Let us accept it. Let us believe it. And then the pillar of fire is going to supervise that. He's going to come to pass the word, which is ordained for our day. It is going to come to pass. The supernatural is about to happen now. Someone is supposed to receive a supernatural day. Because the spoken word is a seed. What I'm telling you, brother, is that if you receive this word, if you believe it, whether you understand it or you don't, don't worry about that. Just accept it. Sister Etheridge said amen at the right time. And if you say amen to the word at the right time, the supernatural is going to happen in your life. Something supernatural will happen in your bank account. Something supernatural will happen in your health. You are going to get healed because God is here supervising His word, and the thing on fire is going to make it to come to pass. Somebody is supposed to receive a blessing. After receiving the word, we have the spoken word. We have the pillar of fire. Why are we waiting for? We must believe it. And then the word of God will come to pass in our life. Hallelujah. That's why I'm saying, as the angel of the Lord said to Mary, with God, nothing is possible. It's impossible. Why? Because the word he has allotted for this generation is a seed. It's supposed to come into someone's mind, into someone's heart. And when they receive it, then Brother Branham says, the word of God now is supposed to be in the womb of the bride to make it, to bring it to pass, so that what is written there can come to pass. The scripture of healing, someone is sick and God has actually lined you for this day next to that scripture, so that scripture will have an impact on you. And the bride is fellowshipping with the pillar of fire now. While this Brother Branham is resting, what happens now, no one can explain. And what I'm telling you now, Mary, Brother Branham says,
Maria,
she believed in something that had never happened. With the spoken word, whatever you desire, even though it has never happened in the message, even though it has never happened in your family, even it has never happened in your area, even it has never happened at your company, even it has never happened in Zimbabwe, the spoken word is the original seed. It will come to pass. I don't care where. Brother Branham says, the word of God overcomes the enemy anywhere, anytime, under any circumstance. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful, Jesus.
Hallelujah.